This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. What a beautiful weekend here in New Orleans. How about yesterday? Middle of the afternoon, the sun was shining. It was beautiful. And both Saturday and Sunday, this weekend here in the city of New Orleans, I was walking around and I saw so many people out and about. Streetcars were filled up. Walking around the French Quarter, there were lots of people going into shops and restaurants and bars, and I'll tell you, I haven't seen it like that in a long time. I mean, because of coronavirus, the last year, walking around the French Quarter and walking around the Marigny and walking up and down St. Charles Avenue, it's been damn depressing because there hadn't been very many people walking around. There hadn't been a lot of people. I just saw doors to so many businesses, so many restaurants boarded up, shut, closed. So depressing. And then the last couple of weekends, it's been coming back to life. You could see it, and it was so cool being in the French Quarter yesterday. And on Saturday, seeing so many people out and walking around. I mean, the city is slowly coming back to life a year into coronavirus. I mean, yesterday afternoon was just so beautiful. And to see life again, it was sweet. But with so many people out and about on Saturday night, over the course of a couple hours, at least six people got shot here in New Orleans. There's another example of things getting back to normal here in the city of New Orleans. On Saturday night, at least six people were shot. We don't have the exact numbers because the shootings in New Orleans are like television ratings. Usually overnight you get some word of how many people were shot or how many people were watching a specific television channel. And then later on today, we'll have the exact numbers of both how many people were shot in the city of New Orleans and what the television ratings were for specific television programs on specific television channels. That's how the ratings work. One of the shootings, another shooting on Bourbon Street this past Saturday night around 11 o'clock. I don't think anybody was killed in the Bourbon Street shooting. One 35-year-old victim was shot in the leg, and he was taken to a hospital. New Orleans police released pictures of two people they're looking for. Because everything, especially on Bourbon Street, seemingly everything outside is on video now, because pretty much every business has a video camera outside their front door on Bourbon Street. And so the New Orleans police released, they paused a video recording, taken by a video recorder that was outside one of the business's front doors. And they're asking for help. One guy in a green shirt and a blue baseball cap, and another guy in all black. The guy behind him in all black, he's the guy with the gun. And it's two younger black males, which is, if there are shootings in the city of New Orleans, if there's any shooting in the city of New Orleans, the demographic that is at the top of the list of people doing the shootings are young black males. Not older black males, not young black females, not middle-aged black females or middle-aged black males, or not older black females. It's young black males. That's who, when there's a shooting in the city of New Orleans, that's the demographic that is usually right at the top of the list on who did.
Which was strange that last time they had a shooting on Bourbon Street, it was a Florida woman.
Yes.
And it was around the same time, 11 o'clock at night.
It was about 10 o'clock on a Saturday night. That's same right, time. Coleman. They had her on video, and they ended up catching her, and they arrested her. Why she shot at those, and a couple of younger black males, young black males, were the victims in that particular shooting. Did you enjoy this weekend? I mean, it was outside of the six people getting shot here in the city, Coleman. It was a beautiful weekend. Outside of the six people getting shot, a lot of people had a good time.
Yeah, I'm just concerned though that, you know, now that things are getting back to normal, more people are getting vaccinated. Still technically, we're still technically in phase three, and we're not 100% yet. My fear is that when things do get back to normal, businesses can open 100%. We can go out freely and do whatever we want 100%. Businesses can open however long they want. I still fear that the government is going to hold on to that phase power just in case they have to do it again. Like, we might have a good 3, 4, 5, 6 months, but as soon as it seems like there's a reinsurgence of some kind of mutated virus, then they're going to come back out. Hey, we got to go back to phase whatever.
Slow down here. You live and have your other job on the West Bank,
right,
which is Jefferson Parish,
mm-hmm,
which, like every other parish in the state of Louisiana, except for one, is in phase three.
Right.
Here in New Orleans, where you're sitting right now, where you engineer and produce the morning radio show here on this radio station, we're not quite in phase three, like Jefferson Parish and the other 63 parishes. We're in Lataxa-Cantrell's modified stage three.
Right.
Which I guess was a lot like the modified stage two. We were in stage two. The modified stage two. We're in the modified stage three right now, so we're not completely where you are over there in Jefferson Parish.
But even when we go, I don't even know what the last phase is supposed to be, really. Is there a phase four? Is that the last one? Is there a phase five?
I don't have my phase chart or my modified phase chart in front of me.
Well, whenever they phase out the phases, I hope they phase out the power that they can put phases back in place whenever they feel like it, you know? So that's my fear, that once we get phased out, they still have that phase power where they can phase us back in whenever they feel like they need to because something new happens.
I wish the authorities could phase out the people getting shot every night here in the city of New Orleans, like they were able to phase out bars being open. I wish the city of New Orleans could phase out people getting shot every damn day and night. You know, for such a great city and a world-class city, which is what we are, it sucks that in this city of New Orleans that people get shot every day, every night. That's one of the very few places on planet Earth where that happens. One of the very few places on Earth where people get shot every day and every night. So, I mean, other than the six people, at least six people, and more people got shot in the city over the weekend. Other than that, what a beautiful weekend in New Orleans. The weather, the sun was shining. People were out. They were walking around. They were going into restaurants and stores and businesses and bars. And it was so beautiful. For the first time in a year, the streets were filling up again. It was so great to see. Now stop shooting each other, people! All right, coming up on the show, we have an update on a story that we talked about when it happened. Remember in Pearl River when some guy was walking by a church in the middle of the night and he looked in the window and he saw three people doing sex on the altar? You remember that story? We have an update on that story coming up and a lot of other things to get to on the show this morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. And if you're just joining us, our show starts at 5:30. It started a half hour ago. Just said what a beautiful weekend it was here in the city of New Orleans. Weather-wise, yesterday, Sunday afternoon, was just awesome. And to be walking around the city, be walking around the French Quarter and the Marigny and around different parts of the city this weekend, seeing so many people out walking around, going into the shops, going into the restaurants and the stores and the bars, and the weather was just so nice. And I know at least six people got shot. It's another way you could tell things are getting back to normal here in the city of New Orleans. But if you take that out of it, what a weekend. And this week, we're supposed to get some inclement weather. They're saying we're going to get a bunch of rain and storms this week. But at least the weekend, yesterday, Sunday afternoon, just stunningly beautiful here in the city of New Orleans. To see streetcars packed with people wearing masks. But I remember during this last year of coronavirus shutdown, Coleman, I watched many, many, many streetcars go by with either one person or no people, zero people on those streetcars. So to see them packed again and to see so many people walking around the city of New Orleans this past weekend, we're slowly getting back to the way things were before coronavirus. It was very encouraging seeing that. Again, take out the at least six people shot. We don't know totally how many people got shot in New Orleans this weekend, but we are one of the rare places on planet Earth where people get shot every day. Wish we could phase that out like we're phasing out coronavirus. A few songs ago, we played a Blue on Black the song from Kenny Wayne Shepherd. And Kenny Wayne Shepherd has made some news over the last few days. He made national news, international news. And it was because Kenny Wayne Shepherd was nominated for Blues Rock Artist of the Year at the Blues Music Awards. And so you would think that's a good thing, right? Hey, anytime somebody gets nominated for a big award like that, that's a good thing. But you had to step on the good thing brakes because he had that nomination for Blues Rock Artist of the Year rescinded, taken away, all because of a car that he owned. The Blues Foundation made the decision to rescind, to take away Kenny Wayne Shepherd's nomination for Blues Rock Artist of the Year over continuing revelations and representations of the Confederate flag that was on Kenny Wayne Shepherd's, one of his cars that he owns. He owns a General Lee car. The General Lee car was most famous in the television show, The Dukes of Hazzard. It's the General Lee car with a Confederate flag that's on top of the roof. And evidently, Kenny Wayne Shepherd had either a picture of that car or just a Confederate flag representation on guitars, some of his guitars, and elsewhere.
Right, but on his replica, he has a replica generally that he owns and is in one of his garages. But he even had the Confederate flag covered up years ago when all of this, you know, anti-rebel flag stuff started happening. He took his replica General Lee and he covered the Confederate flag on top of the General Lee, but it still wasn't enough to appease the committee of the Blues Foundation Board of Directors. They still rescinded his nomination just because he owns a General Lee.
Yeah, and we know now that the Confederate flag here in the United States is just as bad, if not worse, than the Nazi flag, the former Nazi Germany flag. Years ago, Kenny Wayne Shepherd purchased a Dodge Charger car, and he built it into a replica of the General Lee car from the Dukes of Hazzard. But that car features a Confederate flag on the roof. He also posed with a guitar featuring the logo of the Confederate flag. And he posed with a picture of the custom car that he bought, which he called the Extreme Lee. Hey, you get it? There's a play on words.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely. Kenny Wayne Shepherd issued a lengthy statement addressing the Blues Foundation's decision to rescind his nomination for Blues Rock Artist of the Year.
Yeah, I was on his Facebook page, and I actually commented on it. He wrote, and it is pretty lengthy, but I'll run through it. We've been told that this decision has been made because in recent days, concerns that I've had regarding the muscle car in my collection. The car was built 17 years ago as a replica and an homage to the iconic car in the television series Dukes of Hazzard. That CBS show was one of the highest rated and most popular programs in that era, and just like millions of others, I watched it every week. In the show, one of the central characters is the muscle car, which displayed a Confederate flag on his roof. And years ago, I had the car permanent in storage, and some time ago, I made the decision to permanently cover the flag on top of the car because it completely goes against my values and it's offensive to African-American community.
So he covered up.
Yeah.
He covered up the Confederate flag on top of his General Lee replica from the Dukes of Hazzard, and they still took his nomination away from him.
Exactly. And he says himself, he said, it goes against my values. It's offensive to African Americans, which created the music that I love. And I apologize to anyone that have I've intentionally hurt. You know, I want to make this very clear. And I've unequivocally, I condemn and stand in complete opposition in all forms of racism and oppression. And I always have. And then I responded, as an African-American, I can assure you I am not in the least offended by the Confederate flag nor the General Lee.
Yeah, but that's you. You're different. You're different than a lot of black people I know, Coleman.
Yeah, and I continued. I used to have a General Lee as a kid, and it's a shame that the committee is refusing to acknowledge your talent simply based on your personal interests. You know, the things that you enjoy as a hobby should never take away from what you're capable of. And that's the part. That's the problem I had with it. It wasn't that whether the flag was offensive to the African-American community or not, is that should your personal interests and hobbies take away from people acknowledging how talented you are? Like, just because you like a TV show, does that make you less of a talented singer or musician? And that's the problem that I had with it. If he's good enough to be nominated for Artist of the Year in Blues Rock because he's good at blues and rock, why should it matter whether he likes the Dukes of Hazzard or he owns a car? Why should his personal interests take away from his talent and his capabilities?
Well, because a lot of people would look at this guy, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, who is a fantastic and incredibly talented guitar player.
Exactly. That's what he's being nominated for.
But a lot of people would look at him being nominated for the Blues Rock Artist of the Year at the Blues Music Awards and say, there are a bunch of people out there, Coleman, that would say, wait a minute, how could you nominate this guy if one of the cars he owns is a General Lee from the Dukes of Hazzard TV show that has a Confederate flag on the roof? And he has gone out of his way to cover up, to not only cover up the Confederate flag on top of the car that because he watched that show when he was a kid, and then now he realizes, boy, there's a lot of people that equate that flag with slavery and racism here in the United States of America. He realizes that, and so he covered it up, but they still took his nomination away from him, his nomination of Blues Rock Artist of the Year at the Blues Music Awards, even though he covered up the Confederate flag on the roof of the car
that he has. But it's illogical to me. Because his personal hobbies and his personal interests has nothing to do with his talent. I can understand if he was doing something illegal. All right, if you have an artist and you find out that this artist was doing something completely illegal, vandalization, assaulting women or something like that, yeah, take the nomination away because now you're harming other people. But when you have a nomination taken away from you because of your own personal hobbies and interests and you're not harming anyone.
You would think he's chasing black people around in the fields and in the woods.
Right, in the General Lee.
In that car.
Right.
You would think.
They make it sound like, you know.
But the fact that he has covered that up, you can no longer see it on the top of his car. And the fact that he is an incredible blues guitar player, and that music, as he mentioned in his statement that you read, Coleman, the music he loves the most and the music that he is great at and the music that he performs, blues music, blues rock, it was invented by black guys.
Right.
It was invented by black men.
And he acknowledged that. And I don't think he has a racist bone in his body. It's just the stupidity of it all, man. It bothers me. It bothers me. It certainly does.
Hey, if you're listening right now, do you think it's wrong that the Blues Rock Artist of the Year nomination for Kenny Wayne Shepherd was taken away from him because he happens to own a car that he remade into what looks like a car that was on a television show that he watched when he was a kid, that being the Dukes of Hazzard and the General Lee car. And because the General Lee car had the Confederate flag on the roof. I think it's wrong. Coleman thinks it's wrong that he had this nomination for the Blues Rock Artist of the Year at the Blues Music Awards taken away from him because of that car. And then he got a picture taken. And in the picture, there was a Confederate flag in the picture. People see that here in the year 2021, and they say, oh, no, we can't promote this guy. And they took his nomination away from him. Yeah. Coleman, didn't you talk about that this past weekend on your Day Drinking with Coleman video?
Yeah, right now, if you go to Bayou957.com, I took that segment of my Day Drinking that I do on Saturdays, and it's talking about this situation. You get my complete thoughts on how Kenny Wayne Shepherd has his nomination taken away. It's the first thing you see when you go to the website, Bayou957.com, and I share my thoughts. I share how I feel personally, especially, you know, from my perspective, even though I don't speak for all black people, and I pretty much go through it. So you go to the website right now,
and
get my complete thoughts.
Besides seeing that on our website, you see Coleman get drunk.
Yeah, I'm completely intoxicated, which doesn't take away from my point.
You can watch Coleman get hammered while he's talking about
important stuff.
Yeah, and one of the important things he was talking about was the injustice of Kenny Wayne Shepherd having his Blues Rock Artist of the Year nomination taken away from him at the Blues Music Awards. I look, he went out of his way to make it right. He went out of his way to cover up the Confederate flag. And I know there's a lot of people that would think that flag now being looked at, just like the Nazi flag is looked at here in the United States, there's a lot of people that think that that's wrong, but that's where we're at here in the year 2021. And Kenny Wayne Shepherd said, look, the music that I play, the music that I love, the music that I'm passionate about, blues guitar and blues rock guitar, that genre of music was created by black men. So I am not a racist. That's what Kenny Wayne Shepherd is saying. Yet he got his nomination for Blues Rock Artist of the Year yanked from him because of his love of, I guess, that television show. And he bought a car when he started making some money. But that car was from that television show, the replica of it, the Dukes of Hazzard, and it had a Confederate flag on the roof. So he got the screws for that. Do you agree with what the Blues Music Awards did? Or, again, that's the Blues Foundation who did that. The Blues Foundation of the United States of America. They yanked it. And they also asked that his father, Ken Shepherd, the father of Kenny Wayne Shepherd, they asked him to step down as a member of the Blues Foundation's board of directors. I mean, isn't that going too far? I think it does. Coleman, a black guy, thinks it does. Or do you agree with what they did by yanking his nomination from him? Text us, 504-260-9595. Please do not text while you're driving. Keep it short. And if it's good, we will read it coming up next on the show. I think Kenny Wayne Shepherd got the screws. But some people think you can't have anything to do with the Confederate flag and be winning awards in the year 2021. That's what we saw. And you can go see Coleman talking about this on his Day Drinking with Coleman video from Saturday, 2 days ago. That's front and center on our website right now at Bayou957.com. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. According to the World Resources Institute, planet Earth is running out of water. The good news is we have plenty of booze. I'm always the optimist. You give us a story, and I'll try to find the happy part of it. Hey, coming up next, your texts on if you think Kenny Wayne Shepherd, the great guitar player, the blues rock guitarist, who had his nomination for blues rocker of the year. His Blues Rock Artist of the Year. He had that nomination taken away from him even before he could get a chance to win it or lose it because of the car that he owned, a replica of the General Lee from the Dukes of Hazzard, because it had the Confederate flag on the roof of the car because of that. He had that Blues Rock Artist of the Year nomination taken away from him at the Blues Music Awards. I mean, here's a guy that says, are you kidding me? I just happened to like that TV show and I thought the car was cool. And he covered up the hood of the car with the Confederate flag, the roof of the car with the Confederate flag on it. I mean, he's a guy that plays blues rock. Blues music was invented by black guys. And he's like, are you kidding me? Your text on that coming up. Next, here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And we had talked about the asteroid last week on the show that was gonna fly by Earth and not hit it. And luckily that happened, as yesterday on Sunday, an asteroid safely flied by planet Earth. This happened yesterday, and it flew by the Earth at 77,000 miles per hour. We're lucky it didn't hit the Earth in that it flew by the Earth, 77,000 miles an hour. If that was heading towards a spot on the Earth, hopefully we would have been able to take that out. Like, let's say the asteroid was flying down and it was like, I don't know, on a crash course for Bogalusa. Let's say it was heading right towards Bogalusa. You would have thought that we would have been able to take that down.
But what if it was headed to Florida, though? You think?
Just I think they would have been able to handle it. But you see that every once in a while, and we've seen a couple of times, a few times over the last year or 2 years, that those asteroids, space junk, that they're up there, and that they could be heading right towards planet Earth. But the one yesterday, we got lucky. It went. That's how we would have gotten it. The one yesterday, going 77,000 miles per hour. It didn't hit the Earth. It went by the Earth. So that's great news for Earth and all of those who love Earth. Just every time I see asteroid in the news, it just brings me back to such a happier time when I was a kid playing the video game, but with the joystick on the Atari. Whether it was at home doing that, or going to the arcade, or going to some place where they had an asteroid video game set up in the lobby where you could just fire your quarters in there. And man, it was just such a simpler time. We were talking, if you're just joining us, we were talking about Kenny Wayne Shepherd. About an hour ago, we played one of his songs, Blue on Black. And Kenny Wayne Shepherd is making all kinds of news because besides being a fantastic blues rock guitar player, Kenny Wayne Shepherd was nominated for Blues Rock Artist of the Year at the Blues Music Awards, and he had that nomination taken away from him. He had it rescinded because when he started making money, Kenny Wayne Shepherd bought a car, and he fixed it up to look like the General Lee car that was featured on the television show Dukes of Hazzard. When he was a kid, like many, Kenny Wayne Shepherd loved that show. But because that car has a Confederate flag on the roof of the car, he had his Blues Rock Artist of the Year nomination taken away, rescinded because of that. Even though he's covered up the Confederate flag on top of the Dukes of Hazzard General Lee car. He calls his version of that car the Extreme Lee. Pretty cool. And he has apologized for that Confederate flag being on that car. And he's covered it up. They still took the nomination away from him. And both Coleman and I think it's ridiculous because he's gone out of his way to cover that up. And he said, are you kidding me? Me being racist? I play blues rock guitar. The genre that I love, blues, was invented by black guys. So we think it's ridiculous that he had that that nomination taken away from him. What do you think? We asked you to text us.
Paul says, I'm more disappointed in the fact that he would take the flag off the replica, because once you change the car, it's no longer a replica.
You know, Paul, look, I see what you're saying, but the way that that the Confederate flag is looked at these days in 2021 here in the United States, it's looked at exactly like the Nazi flag is looked at. There's, to many Americans, there's no difference.
JB says, that's like pulling Belushi and Aykroyd from the Blues Brothers because they were driving an old police car. Mm. Ethan says, it sounds like Idiocracy to me. Antoine says, the Confederate flag does not bother me at all. These idiots of the committee screwed Kenny. And by the way, a hell of a lot of black people love the show Dukes of Hazzard. And his last text is, it's a bunch of texts telling us that there's a major difference between the flag that was on top of the General Lee and the actual Confederate flag. The one that's on top of the General Lee is, I think it's the Union Jack or the Dixiecrat flag. That's what the texts are saying. It's not even really the Confederate flag.
Yeah, I think Kenny Wayne Shepherd's getting the screws here. And he's gone out of his way to talk about it and say how him being racist is absolutely ridiculous. The kind of music that he plays on his guitar, blues rock, I mean, it came from black guys, the blues. So, and he's saying, what are you kidding? I mean, that's what I love. What are you calling me a racist? Anyways, that's where we're at here in the year 2021. It's almost as if, hey, you woke up today, what the hell offends you? Where we're seemingly at. All right, coming up next on the show, we've got an update on a story we brought you. You remember the story about the church in Pearl River where there was a priest and two dominatrixes doing sex on the altar? There's an update on that story coming up next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show, New Orleans morning radio show. We have an update on a story we were talking about that happened a few months ago, last September. And I'm sure you remember this story. You were listening to our show or you were paying attention to local news. The story happened in Pearl River. It happened at a church in Pearl River. Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church. Because this past September, in the middle of the night, a man who lives in that neighborhood was walking by the church and he saw a light on. And so he walked over and looked in the window, because the light was on in the church in the middle of the night, and it shouldn't have been. And what he saw made him call the police. He saw a man and two women on the altar, and it looked like they were doing sex. So he called the police, and when the cops showed up, St. Tammany Parish's finest, they saw a priest, 37-year-old Travis Clark, Father Clark. They saw him on the altar with two dominatrixes. I don't think you would call them dominatrixes. If there are two of them, you would call them dominatrices. And the cops said, what the hell is going on inside of this church on this altar there in Pearl River. Well, after talking to the three people that were inside the church on the altar, it was a Louisiana priest, Father Travis Clark, with two dominatrixes or domitrices, and they were arrested. You can't be a priest in a Catholic church doing sex on the altar in the middle of the night with two hired women.
Can't you?
Well, that's the update. Because at first they were charged with more serious crimes, and then this past Friday after our show, the St. Tammany Parish District Attorney's Office announced lesser charges for the unholy trinity. Those three. They were just charged on Friday with vandalism charges. All three of those, Coleman. And you know, it was something looking at their mugshots. One of the dominatrixes had on like she has eyebrows. They look like they were drawn on. So the two dominatrixes or the domitrices, 41-year-old Mindy Dixon and 28-year-old Melissa Chang, they were wearing corsets and high heels on the altar when they were arrested with 37-year-old Father Travis Clark.
So was the altar damaged in any way, shape, or form?
Oh, so you're asking why they were charged with vandalism?
Yeah. I'm wondering why they were charged. Because like I said when we first talked about this last year.
Yeah, you had to charge them with something.
No, you didn't have to.
It's the middle of the night.
You didn't have to.
And there's a priest.
They wanted to.
On the altar who hired two women.
They should have charged that man who was peeking in as a peeking time. Because if it wasn't for that guy, nobody would have known about this. They was in the privacy of the guy's own little church. They were all consenting adults. I still stand by it's that guy's fault for being nosy, sticking his head through the window, and he getting all upset.
Well,
they
Coleman,
didn't have
so
to charge. They wanted to charge them with somebody because they felt like this was so immoral that they wanted to see them suffer some kind of consequences.
It wasn't just that priest's church, as you described it, St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Pearl River. It's all of their parishioners' church,
mm-hmm.
the people that go there.
Right. So they should handle it internally. The Catholic Church has their own little system of justice. So I don't think this is a legal issue. This is a religious issue, and it should all be handled within the church itself. It's like they burned the altar. I would consider burning an altar vandalism, but they said, hey, this altar was so desecrated by this immoral sex act by this priest dude, so how about we burn the altar? All right, cool. So the Catholic Church handled it.
And I think that's what they did.
Right. So I don't think the women should be charged with anything because they were hired to do a job. They didn't have anything to do with the... you know, with how the parishioners or the Catholic Church want to handle things. They were hired to do a job. They showed up at the job. They performed their job to the best of their abilities.
And so they were video recording it. I think they were making some sort of an adult film.
Yeah, I get that. But to me, I don't think they've done anything illegal. I think the guy that was a peeping Tom was the one that was doing something illegal because he was the one peeping in.
Well, look, if you're listening right now, you know, there are times where Coleman and I disagree. And again, they did burn the altar because, you know, I'm Catholic. And if you're Catholic, it's hard to go in to a church and get down in front of an altar where a threesome just took place with one of your priests. And I remember when we talked about this in September, you know, the only good news that I could think of is that the women were consenting adults. They were paid women and they were adults. And all the news read about coming out of the Catholic Church when it comes to priests, thank God that these weren't, you know, underage boys. that the priest was...
Yeah, but I maintain there's a difference between something being immoral and something being illegal. That there's a lot of things that are immoral. It might hurt your feelings. It might make you feel bad, but that doesn't technically make it illegal. Just because something is immoral doesn't automatically make it a crime.
See, I'm okay with the vandalism charge. And to answer your question, they had to burn the altar.
Yeah, yeah. They handled the situation.
That was vandalism.
The Catholic Church handled their own situation internally. They shouldn't have to bring the cops into it, is my point.
The charges that were announced on Friday up in St. Tammany Parish are a bit less than what they were originally charged with. And I don't think we're going to be seeing this Catholic priest, the Reverend Travis Clark, giving sermons on Sundays anywhere in the future, because what would possess him to call two adult female dominatrixes or dominatrices and to start video recording them doing sexual acts on the altar in that church, Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Pearl River in St. Tammany Parish. I disagree with Coleman. I mean, I think you gotta charge him with something.
This text says it's pronounced dominatrices.
Dominatrices.
Yeah, just like the plural of the matrix is matrices.
Thank you.
I think you just want to charge him with something because since you're Catholic, it kind of upsets your sensibilities. That's my theory.
Well, it's the middle of the night. The priest there is up on the altar in a closed church with two women he hired to be dominatrices or dominatrixes. And we would have never known about any of this I guess you had to leave the light on because it was so dark. I mean, if you're video recording it to make an adult film, he had to leave the light on. And because he left the light on, someone who lives in that neighborhood just happened to be walking by in the middle of the night and wondered, why is this light on in the church? Went and looked in the window and then saw what he saw, and then that led him to call the police. So, look, I think they had to be charged with something. I mean, it's a felony. I don't know if it's felonious. But what in God's name was this priest doing?
He was enjoying himself. Well, he was enjoying himself.
I mean, do you agree with the charge of vandalism? The lesser charge? Than what they originally wanted to charge these three with? Text us at 504-260-9595. Please don't text while you're driving. Keep it short. If it's good, we'll read it coming up next on the show. And right now, we want to give you the opportunity to win $1,000 because every hour in between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m., every hour, once an hour during the week here on our radio station, we are making it, well, here at Bayou 95.7, making it rain. And just know the cash keyword. It's coming up momentarily. And then you text it to our other text line. And then you could maybe win $1,000.
Yeah, 72881.
Doing that, that's the number you text it to. And we're doing it every hour starting right now here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only. Classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. There used to be a reality show, well, a fake reality show that was popular on television. It was called Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. Do you remember that? Well, the mother on that show got hooked on drugs after that show became famous. Her name is Mama June. Mama June Shannon. And she just said in an interview that in her final year of drug addiction, she spent almost $1 million on drugs in a year.
$1 million.
In a year. Said she spent over $900,000 on drugs. Over $900,000. That's more than she spent on bacon. You knew anything about Mama June? Glad to see they're all still alive. Coming up next, your texts on the priest and the two dominatrixes.
Dominatrices.
Dominatrices who were arrested for video recording an adult film on the altar of the Catholic Church where that priest was where he worked. On Friday, the St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office, they announced charges against them. And we were telling the story. Coleman thinks the church should have handled it without going to the law enforcement. They did handle it, Coleman. They burnt the altar. Because you can't go in if you're a Catholic like me. You can't go in and where an adult film was just made and pray to that. Your text on that coming up next. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And if you're just joining us, we were talking about an update on a story that we were talking about a few months ago, this past September, in that church in Pearl River, Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church, where a 37-year-old priest and two dominatrixes, or how is that pronounced, Coleman?
Dominatrices.
When you're talking about more than one.
Dominatrices.
Dominatrices. They got arrested because they were video recording an adult film. They were doing sex on the altar in that church, that Catholic church. And I'm Catholic.
Were they doing sex, though? Because I think dominatrices, they just like to hit people. Like, they get into the whole bondage thing. So they may not have actually been doing the actual sex.
Well, whether they were doing sex or doing sexual-related things.
Yeah, getting beat with the cat o' nine and with the bob and gag and all that.
Is still up in the air or up on the altar. But after this happened, the church took the altar outside and people burnt the altar. And this happened in the middle of the night. There was someone who lived in that church's neighborhood in Pearl River up there in St. Tammany Parish. And the person just happened to be walking by in the middle of the night and he noticed the church light on. So he went over and looked in the window and that's when he saw the priest, 37-year-old Father Travis Clark, with two women, 41-year-old Mindy Dixon and 28-year-old Melissa Cheng. And they were on the altar. They were doing something. The light was on because they were video recording what they were doing. And so the man who just happened to walk by the church in the middle of the night, noticed the light on, looked in, the peeping Tom, he called 911 and St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's deputies showed up and they arrested these three. At first, they charged them with something a little bit more serious. But on Friday, after our show was over, the St. Tammany Parish District Attorney's Office announced lesser charges for the Unholy Trinity. And they were now a former Louisiana priest and the two dominatrices were slapped with vandalism charges for doing sex atop the church altar this past September. Coleman doesn't think they should be charged with anything because they were all consenting adults. And Coleman wants to know if the church was vandalized because they were charged with vandalism. Remember, this was a priest who worked there, and these were two adult women who were being paid. They were consenting adults. And Coleman doesn't think they should have been charged with anything. I think you had to charge them with something. I mean, they shouldn't have been in there at that hour on that altar doing what they were doing.
But did they do anything illegal?
Video recording an adult film on a church altar inside of a Catholic church?
Is there a crime against that I'm not aware of?
Should they have been in there at that hour doing what they were doing, where they were doing it? That's, well, the St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office said vandalism, and that's what they charged them with.
I guess they spray painted the altar or something like that, right? That's what they did. That's how they vandalized it. Okay.
And well, look, Coleman and I are having a small disagreement here. And look, we're showing you it's okay to agree to disagree, and you don't have to go and try to cancel people as we sit here in the year 2021. We can do this, you know. We asked you to text us. Did you agree or disagree with the St. Tammany Parish District Attorney's Office on Friday announcing lesser charges, yet charging these three with vandalism?
This first text says the priest should be charged. The women know they were doing what they were hired for. Jimmy says if an average person would have done this, it would have at least been trespassing. Shouldn't they have charged the priest and held him to a higher standard than the average person? I don't think they charged him enough or harshly enough.
So you think, and the first two texters think it's all the priest's fault. Because he's the one who worked in that church. He's the one that decided to call out of the blue to call these two women who were advertised as professional dominatrixes or.
But the thing is, all right, I guess internally, yeah, charge the priest with a harsher charge within the Catholic Church. But when it comes to the law of the land, I don't think your position should have anything to do with the law. Whether you're a garbage man, a priest, whether you're a business owner or you mop the floors, if you do a crime, you should be charged the exact same way, no matter what your station in life is. So the fact that he is a priest, that don't mean he's harsher than the women. But internally, within the church, yeah, you should. If you're going to penalize him, he should be more held accountable. This text says, illegal, no, but a lawsuit civilly to replace the altar, yes. Now, I could agree with that.
Okay, well, look, here's the civil lawsuits again. I mean, if you're gonna sue someone civilly, we see what's going on with the quarterback of the Houston Texans right now. There are all kinds of women coming out of the woodwork saying that they were massage therapists, and Deshaun Watson, the quarterback of the Houston Texans, was inappropriate with them, touched them with his penis, whatever the case may be. There are all kinds of women coming out of the woodwork now, and this is after he announced he doesn't want to play there anymore. Maybe they were abused, and they were also upset Houston Texan football fans. I'm not sure, but none of them went to the police. They're all going for the money in the civil lawsuits.
All right. This text says, to the point of Father Travis, why wouldn't this be some form of prostitution or solicitation of a prostitute? The other thing is, I think the prostitutes were across state lines, considering the girls flew in to be engaged in this. Being Catholic, I'm absolutely disgusted, but thankfully you mentioned that they were two consenting adults.
Yes, and that was the only good thing I could think out of this, is that the women who, people who were with this priest on the altar, video recording an adult film doing some sort of sex.
But does it count
as prostitution? At least they were consenting adults and they weren't underage boys.
But does it count as prostitution if the cameras were rolling? Because isn't that how porn gets a pass? Like paid sex workers can do pornography and get paid for it, but with the camera involved, all of a sudden it's not prostitution anymore.
So, Coleman, you don't think a crime was committed?
Not at all. I personally believe, I don't think anything happened.
If he did it in his house, I could say.
But he had the keys to the. It was technically he was in charge of that property. He had the reins. He had the keys. It was his. It was in his church. So yeah, I mean, don't
get
me wrong.
He did it in his office.
Right. But put it like this: immorally, yes, I think he did something that's very immoral. It was egregious. But is it criminally illegal? Should the Catholic Church penalize him? Of course. He violated the tenets of his religion.
He's no longer a priest. Louisiana priest.
But is it illegal? Like, is it criminally illegal? That's the thing I have a problem with. This last text says, I think the Peeping Tom should have been charged. Honestly, the girls had permission. And that's why I stand on that. Think about if the person that peeped in never peeped in and just went on about their business, we probably would have never known about this. But I guess when they saw the lights on, he must have thought it was the aura of God and went to go see, because come to find out it was really movie lights and they were filming a scene. So is it immoral? I completely agree it's immoral. What he did was dirty, and he probably shouldn't have done it. But is it criminal? I don't think so.
Well, they burned the altar because you can't be in church praying where an adult film was just video recorded. But the St. Tammany Parish District Attorney's Office this past Friday after our show, they announced lesser charges. They are slapping the three of them with vandalism charges. And Coleman and a bunch of our listeners don't agree. Hey, look, it was done in the church. If the guy never walked by and never looked in and wasn't a peeping Tom when he saw the light on in the middle of the night, we would have never known anything about this story.
I say just have them pay for the altar. They burned the altar down. Just have them pay for the new altar. Call that a wrap.
Well, we don't know what the future holds for 37-year-old former Louisiana priest, Father Travis Clark, and these two poor women who were just hired to do a job, sex work. And sex work is legitimate work. Look, especially in the day and age of coronavirus, you're telling some of these people how they can feed themselves and their families? As long as they're consenting adults, sex work should be legitimate work, right? Interesting story. We appreciate the texts as always, and you can always keep them coming in here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. I just put up a wild video on our website, bayou957.com. It's a man standing on a balcony, and he's right next to another man who is leaning against the rail. And the man who's leaning passes out or has some sort of medical issue, and he starts falling off the balcony, where the bystander standing next to him grabs him by the ankles and saves his life. It is some video, and I think this video came out of India. There's a lot of wild videos. A lot of wild stuff happens in India. Well, go check this out when you get a second. It's on our website, bayou957.com. And also, if you go to our website, when you see that right next to it, you will see our Bayou Balls brackets, because the college hoops tournament is happening right now. And there's been, and you can get in it, but starting after today, the second round ends today. After today, the second round is over. And there's already been a lot of crazy upsets.
And you said something about oral? Sweet.
Well, one of the crazy upsets from the opening weekend of the college hoops tournament, Coleman, was the university, Oral Roberts University. They won. They had a big upset in the first round, and then they had a big upset yesterday, and they've made it to the to the round of 16. We're not allowed to say the word that goes before the round of 16. There's a bunch of stuff we're not allowed to say legally when it comes to this college hoops tournament. But right next to the video of the bystander saving the man falling off the balcony that we just put up there is our Bayou Balls brackets. And you can get in that. And it starts you at the round of 16 teams. There's only 16 teams left. And it's free. It doesn't cost anything. And if you pick the Bayou Balls brackets correctly, you could win money. Like I said, it's free. It don't cost nothing. Go check that out when you go to our website, bayou957.com, and you go check out that video of the bystander saving the man falling off the balcony. You know, that's right above Coleman's day drinking video, Drinking with Coleman, that you did this past Saturday. And that's, you know, if you go to our website, our show page got a lot of stuff up there. If you go to bayou957.com, besides seeing the man being saved by a bystander from falling off the balcony, right next to you getting involved in our Bayou Balls brackets college basketball tournament, we have a show page If you go over the on-air section and click on the John Osterlin Show, not only does that link you to the podcast of our show, where if you're only listening now for a few minutes and you missed what we were talking about earlier in the show, or you're going to miss what we talk about later in the show, like the dumbest thing I read all morning, you can get the podcast to all of our shows, or many of our shows, and you could see the entertaining videos and stories that we put up on our website, BayOU957.com. If you go there, you just go over the on-air section, click on the John Osterlin Show, and there's all kinds of stuff up there. It's a fun, entertaining page with a lot of wild stuff. Do that when you get a chance. And Coleman, you asked me about the whole Oral situation. When Oral Roberts University, their basketball team, when they won their game in the first round, and then yesterday they won their game in the second round to make it to the there's only 16 teams left. I just put up on my personal Facebook page, I put up Oral is sweet. It's the terminology of the university and the round that they're in when it comes to the college basketball, the college hoops tournament. I got to be careful with what we say here, because there are some things. It's just like during football season when they make it to the Super Bowl, we're literally not allowed to say that those two words together when we're talking about that game. Pretty crazy, isn't it? But if you go to our website, you can get involved in the Bayou Balls brackets.
Our website changes every day, literally. We always put stuff up there. So, yeah, you have to get in there quick to see all the stuff that's right in front of your face. And then when we add new stuff, other stuff gets buried. So you have to look and find stuff. So you got to click around to see all the cool stuff. Like if you want to see Wendy Williams passing gas, get it windy, breaking wind. Oh, you want to see the...
Well, she farted and burped at the same time. That video's up there. Yeah, that's on our show page now.
Mm-hmm. guy that failed the driving test 192 times. We got a lot of stuff.
He's from Poland.
We have a lot of stuff on there. You have to get in there and see it.
Yeah, it is an entertaining website. They've adjusted it, and it's really cool. Bayou957.com, but get in the Bayou Balls brackets, because after tonight, there'll only be 16 teams left, and that's where you could start picking. I was going to say, if you forego, is that called forewent? We forewented the first two rounds with so many crazy upsets, and you could start with the round of 16 in our Bayou Balls brackets challenge. And that's on our website. And you start with the round that starts this upcoming weekend, and you just pick the teams. It's free. It doesn't cost anything. And you can win. And you could win cash. So that's very cool at our website at Bayou957.com.
Yeah, coming up, we have the Bayou is making it rain. All you have to do is listen for the keyword and text the number 72881.
We're making it rain every hour from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Every weekday, every hour, we're giving you the chance to win $1,000 in cash. And so next, right now, as a matter of fact, you're going to hear Coleman say the cash keyword. And good luck. I hope you win. We're trying to help you during these tough times here on Bayou 957. New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Hey, I've got some old people news. Usually, you don't see a lot of really old people in the news. And when I do, I like to tell you about it. It's old people news. ...99-year-old dancer fundraising for coronavirus relief. in honor of her 100th birthday. A former professional dancer, she's now 99 years old, yet she still dances every day, and she's doing so now to raise money for coronavirus relief. Her name is Dinky Flowers.
Is that a real name or a dancing name?
Her name is Dinky Flowers, Coleman. You can Google her, and you will see her. She's a grandmother of four. She's going to turn 100 in May, in just a couple of months. You know, she's been dancing since the age of three. And she's retired now, and she lives in England. That's where she's from. But she still dances every day, and now those daily dances are raising money for coronavirus relief.
So if she lives to be 103 and still dances every day, she can say she's been dancing for 100 years.
Yeah, she still has three more years to go for that. That's a long, long way away, Coleman. But she's dedicating herself to six workouts per week right up until her 100th birthday on May 7th. So she's almost 100. She's 99 in 10 months, and she's still dancing every day, and she's raising money doing so, and she's working out six times a week. I mean, how many people that are nowhere near 100 years old are working out six times a week? Some, but not that many.
I barely work out for 6 minutes a day.
Well, how about that? That's a 99-year-old former professional dancer who still dances every day, and she's going to continue to do so until she turns 100 years old, and she's doing so to raise money for coronavirus relief in her country of England.
What would you like to be doing at 100 years old, John?
Breathing. I'd be happy doing that, but that's great job, Dinky Flowers. That's old people news. Coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. And this has to do with something. If you get food delivered to your house, then you're going to be able to relate to this story. If you've ever had food delivered to your house, wait do you hear what this one food delivery guy who works for a very well-known company tried to get away with. That's next on The Dumbest Thing I Read All Morning, here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And it's about that time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. It was going to be about one of the richest Americans who went on social media and asked her followers. She set up a GoFundMe and asked them to help pay for some medical expenses for her makeup artist. It was like Kylie Jenner. She's one of the Kardashians. She's the one that has the makeup line, and she's worth, she's a billionaire. She's one of the richest human beings on planet Earth. And she set up a GoFundMe because her makeup artist had some medical issues. And people are like, she has a couple of hundred million followers on social media, Coleman. And people are saying, wait a minute. You're literally a billionaire, and you're asking people who follow you during the pandemic to donate money so your makeup artist could get medical procedures done. Why don't you pay for all of your makeup artist's medical procedures? I mean, how dare her set up a GoFundMe asking people who follow her, she's a billionaire, to pay for that. That was going to be the dumbest thing I read all morning, but then I saw this. Horny DoorDash driver holds food hostage for sex. Now, I know Coleman, his other job at night, he delivers food. He delivers chicken wings and things on the West Bank. Coleman, have you ever thought about withholding the food you were delivering and say, I'll deliver the food, but you got to do sex with me first?
I have never withheld a customer's order into exchange for sex. However, I have offered myself up for sex for extra money if somebody was interested or whatever. I need to make some extra money. Delivering chicken is cool, but the tips aren't as good as selling your body.
Well, DoorDash happens to be a company much like Uber Eats and much like other food delivery services where you just got your cell phone. Hey, I'm hungry. Yeah, here, DoorDash. Okay, they'll go pick it up and bring it over here. They'll go to the restaurant that I order from and they'll... Well, one guy working for DoorDash, according to this story, he said, and I'm quoting here, help me out a little sexually and I'll deliver the food. If not, I'm going to have to cancel. Evidently, when this woman ordered from DoorDash, the DoorDash driver, it was a little bit out of his way. They didn't have as many DoorDash drivers on in his area that night. So this trip was a little bit out of his way, and I guess he was feeling tired.
And it was raining.
And it was raining. It says he was cold, wet, and horny, the DoorDash driver. And when he agreed to this transaction, he said, I got to go so many miles. He goes, let me just text the customer. And he said, that was the text. Help me out a little sexually, and I'll deliver the food. If not, I'm going to have to cancel. The woman got so angry, she put that on her social media, on her personal social media. She put that on her Facebook page and maybe on her Instagram. She did a screenshot, a screen save of the text that I just read to you.
And that's what makes it doubly dumb, because his first text was, do you have a boyfriend? And she texts back, yes. And that still didn't stop him from pursuing with the rest of the text conversation.
Yeah, and he lamented in another text, it's late, wet, rainy, and I'm tired. So he works for DoorDash. His job is to deliver food to people at their homes via the app. And I guess he was at the end of his shift, and he didn't want to drive as far as this woman's food needed to go. And so he was basically holding the food out for sex. Now, this is dumb because, of course, he's going to lose his job because of this. I mean, this makes DoorDash not look good. And Coleman, you've told me before, you're hesitant to call an Uber driver or a Lyft driver because, you know, we talk about these stories where crazy things happen, but you got to realize something. Only the bad news makes news. There are tons and tons and tons of drivers who work for Uber and work for Lyft, and 99% of the time, the rides go off like they're supposed to go off.
Right.
You only read about the once in a while, the occasional crazy thing. It's the same with food delivery. You know, most of these food delivery services, they're in business because they help people out.
You know, people, I can attest to that, yes.
People, yeah, just like you.
I've never got out the way with any customer, no matter how good they look. Sometimes I go to the customer's door, and they look awesome, and they're wearing nothing but a bathrobe, but I maintain my decorum. And I say, here you go, ma'am, here's your food.
Yeah, that's how you would think 99% of food delivery is, 99% of ride shares, Uber, Lyft. You would think that 99% of the time that these things go off exactly the way they're supposed to go off.
Right.
But then every once in a while, you get a buffoon like this guy who worked for DoorDash. Obviously, he doesn't work there anymore. And he makes news for holding this one customer's food hostage for sex. DoorDash did fire the driver. The woman put on her social media, "I can't believe this happened. I feel incredibly unsafe because now this sick individual has both my phone number and my address."
That's another reason why I'm hesitant to get on these ride-sharing apps and these Airbnbs or whatnot, because they do take your information.
And DoorDash, by the way, they are a very reputable company. They released a statement saying this inappropriate and unacceptable behavior is never tolerated on the DoorDash platform. The Dasher involved was immediately deactivated, and we have been in contact with the customer to offer our support. We sincerely regret that this incident fell short of the experience we strive to provide every day. And that's what they had to say.
Anywhere from the boyfriend that she supposedly had. Because I'm thinking, why are you ordering DoorDash anyway when you could just make your boyfriend go pick you up some food?
I don't know exactly where they lived, but maybe they didn't. Maybe they were using DoorDash because they didn't live close to anywhere where they could go get food.
Okay.
Well, I mean, this is so stupid because obviously the guy had a job to do. And him doing what he did cost him his job, freaked this poor woman out. And now his company, DoorDash, had to go out of their way to release a statement saying that they're a reputable company. But I guess no matter what line of work it, you're always going to get, every once in a while, you're going to get some butt wipe who makes headlines for acting like this. But remember, in 99% of all of these businesses, they work the way they're supposed to. They do go off without a hitch the majority of the time. So the horny DoorDash driver who held food hostage for sex, that's the dumbest thing I read all morning. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.